Welcome, everyone. Jennifer Hensel here from the Women in Podcasting Show, and I'm excited to bring to you today Jodi Krangle. Jodi Krangle has been a voiceover actor since 2007 and has worked with clients from major brands all over the world, including Dell, BBVA, and Kraft. Over the years, she's learned a lot about sound and how it influences people. Her podcast on this subject is called Audio Branding, the Hidden Gem of Marketing.
Welcome to the Women in Podcasting Show. Enjoy inspiring stories, interesting interviews, and powerful strategies from women around the world. Jennifer Hensel spotlights today's top podcasters, new podcasters, and expert guests. Get tips for leveling up your life, gaining visibility, growing your business, monetizing your podcast, and so much more. We invite you to support women in finding their voice and sharing their passion. It's all about women empowering women.
So welcome, Jodi. I'm so thrilled to have you here. You're an active member in the Women in Podcasting group, and we finally are meeting face-to-face for the first time. We've connected online for quite a while, so thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure finally to meet you face-to-face, you know, Zoom to Zoom, but yeah.
Yeah, so you have an expertise that all of our members could really, really get a lot out of hearing what you have to say about it. So tell us about what audio branding is.
Well, I'm going to give you the definition that the International Sound Awards define it as, because they've been doing this since 2009, I think, that Sound Awards has been going on. So it's been a while. They've been in the industry for a long time. So it's a brand sound that represents the identity and values of a brand in a distinctive manner. So that can be the audio logo or a sonic logo that you may have heard, you know, like McDonald's, you know, I'm loving it, and the Intel, da 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 da, like we all know what that is, right? The branded functional sound. So if you say your GE kettle has a certain way that it tells you it's done, you know, a certain sound that it makes, etc. There's all sorts of products on the market that do that. And brand music, or the brand voice. So a voiceover could also be a particular part of that audio brand. It's an overarching umbrella of sound that is the same way that some companies have an overarching umbrella of visuals. So a lot of them have like intranets where all of the elements of their branding are online somewhere where everyone in the company can get them. But often the only thing that's thought about is the visual aspects of all of this. So nowadays, because of all of these different ways that people are experiencing your brand, and often they're experiencing it in ways that it's impossible to show visuals, it's a really important thing to have an audio representation of your company as much as it is to have a visual representation. So lots of companies are spending millions of dollars on this. I mean, MasterCard being a case in point, they've over the last few years spent a lot of money on their audio representation, and for good reason, because it's really starting to make them a huge player in just about any industry at the moment. They're dominating.
Oh, that's amazing. So now let's back up a bit. And if you could tell us about you and what kind of services you provide around this and mm-hmm. how you help people with this.
I don't actually provide audio branding services. That's not what I do. But mm-hmm. I can put people in touch with audio branding companies if that's something that they want. The reason that I got interested in this was because I'm a voice actor. That's what I do. So if someone wants a voice, I can definitely help them with that. But the reason I started the podcast was because I was finding that a lot of people were not giving sound any thought until almost the end of the project. So I was being tacked on like a bow on the present or icing on the cake, and no thought had been given previously to what that voice might do for the end result. If you plan this in the beginning, it makes a much more effective option. It reaches your audience on a much more deeper level, because, you know, it's part of the whole production. It's part of what you were thinking about from the beginning. And really what sound does for us is it provides emotional context. So it gives us what we should feel. It tells us what we should feel. Think about this in the way of, for instance, watching a movie. And if you're watching a movie and you turn off the sound, well, you get what's going on with the movie. You can probably follow the plot. You just don't care about it. Right? Because it's the music that gives you the context. It's the footsteps or the movement or the shuffling or the scream or whatever happens that gives you the idea of what you should be feeling around what's happening on the screen. And you don't get that unless you're hearing something. So, I mean, you know, conceivably you could get something, but it's just not as powerful. You know,
Totally. I love those funny clips where they'll put like a funny sitcom to a horror music or something.
Yeah.
And it totally changes the context. Sound
it totally
is
does.
So important. I've been so impacted by great soundtracks. Mm-hmm. I just love great soundtrack, movie soundtracks. So, okay. So if we could back up a little bit, tell us a little bit about you and your voiceover services.
Sure. I provide voiceover for commercials and corporate narrations. I've done in-show TV narration. I do some promo. I've done intros and outros and ads for podcasts on a regular basis and am currently attending the PodFest conference right now as a sponsor, actually. So I've been talking with a lot of people about their podcasts, which is a lot of fun. And I've been doing this for about 15 years now, almost 16, actually, coming up full time. So, yeah, I have worked with a lot of companies and I really love it. It's just it's feeding my creativity in ways I didn't think was going to be possible, honestly. Like it really. How odd to say this, but it completes me. There you go.
That's amazing. And I love how podcasting is really, really, really growing now. I mean, we can really feel it, especially since the pandemic. And so your services must be more in demand than ever.
Well, I will say that I wasn't hurting during the pandemic because I've had a home studio forever. So for me, it wasn't a matter of I needed to go into a studio that was then closed because of COVID. I could do everything from home. And I had already had that set up long before COVID hit. So yeah, I was pretty well situated before all of this shut everything down. And now that it's opening again, yeah, still fine. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So and a lot of people are just started to embrace podcasting. And we can see in the Women in Podcasting group, it's such a beautiful community, not just our group, but like the podcasting industry in general. It's such a supportive, encouraging industry and community. Yeah. And so do you have any tips for people? Because some of the women are coming in and they're just loving it. Like they love everything about podcasting. So do you have any tips for voice, how people can work with their voice?
Well, I think one of the first things you should do is stay hydrated because that helps a lot. But the next thing is to not worry so much about what your voice sounds like. This is going to sound really counterintuitive, I guess, but the reason that people listen to shows is because they like the host. And the host's voice, I mean, you know, some people might like your voice, some people might not, but it's not something to freak out over. It's you. And your voice has lovely nuances that some people are going to love and some people are not. And that is perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And if you want to get used to the sound of your own voice, I would say record yourself because your recording voice is going to sound different than what your voice sounds like to you in your own ears. So yeah, just you might want to try recording your voice and listening to it back and then getting used to that.
Oh, that's great. Those are great tips. And then if anybody wants to sort of pursue more voice acting work because they're just really enjoying podcasting and maybe they want to look into that and see what they can do to earn some extra income or something, is that a possibility? Is that something people can pursue? Is there enough work out there right now?
There is plenty of work. It's just a little harder, I think, to start making it a full-time thing from this, just because, you know, the whole AI thing is coming in and a lot of the lower tier stuff is being taken up by some synthetic voices, unfortunately. So getting yourself established can be a little harder. That's not to say that you shouldn't try it. If it's a passion of yours, definitely go for it. There's a website called VoiceOver Extra, voiceoverxtra.com. that I highly recommend anyone who's interested in this check out, because they have articles and columns written by coaches and workshops that you can take that are fairly inexpensive, and workshops that you can watch after the fact that are fairly inexpensive to purchase. And that'll give you an idea of maybe what genres you might want to get into and the ideas of what it takes to be in that genre and actually perform in that genre. And the other thing that I would say is, if you really want to be good at this, the trick is to be able to read without sounding like you're reading. That's I mean, bare minimum, it's acting, right? So the idea is that if you are reading someone else's script, and that's normally what happens when you're a voice talent, you're given a script and you're supposed to perform it and make it sound like it's the best thing since sliced bread, right? Like you are into whatever it is you're saying. You care about what you're speaking. So the trick with that is to have a really good ability to sight read. So being able to read a script and be a little ahead of yourself and be able to read well without sounding like you're reading is going to be pretty important. So practicing, you know, taking an article or something from a website or from a magazine or something and just reading out loud can really help a lot.
Tell us a little more about your podcast and where people can find it. And we'll also put a link to it in the show notes at womeninpodcasting.net. And click on podcasts on the website there, and you can find this episode and all of our episodes for the Women in Podcasting show. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we'll put your link for your podcast and all the links so people can connect with you. So what else would you like to share about your podcast and about you and what you offer?
Well, the podcast itself is called Audio Branding. And like I said, the reason I got into it was because I was feeling that a lot of people weren't paying enough attention to sound. Like it just, in my business as a voice actor, it wasn't the first thing or even the third or fourth thing that they were thinking about. And I think the idea, I think people have this idea, they take it for granted because you hear sound all around you. It's everywhere in the background, it's in your life. And often we don't pay enough attention to it, but it is influencing everything that we do in our lives a lot of the time. So I wanted to have a podcast that talked about how sound influenced our buying behaviors, which is where audio branding comes in, but also how it influences our lives. So I go a little more deeply into things like healthcare and how sound can help in healthcare, you know, like solving the problem of the beeps in hospitals. I had someone on who said that his mother-in-law, who was a nurse, called it a beeping hellscape. And it's not very conducive to making us feel better, really, when you think about it. And there's so much more that can be done with the soundscape in hospitals or any place where healing is supposed to happen. So, you know, things like that, things like film and Foley and ASMR and binaural beats and audio tech and public speaking and voiceovers and podcasting and all sorts of interesting topics all having to do with sound and storytelling and all of that. It all has a sound aspect or is mainly sound. And so I wanted to talk about that and just go more deeply into what all of that, what the implications are and how it influences our lives.
I love that you mentioned binaural beats. Paul and I have been listening to binaural beats for about 20 years. Oh, okay. And we just absolutely love it. We listen to it all the time.
Yeah.
It really affects us.
Yeah. There's a lot to be said for using sound for healing. And I know that I took a deep dive into ASMR when I started doing research for a solo podcast. I have both solo and interview podcasts. And one of the solo ones I did on ASMR, and I was just fascinated by the whole thing. And I went down the rabbit hole. Like I listen and watch now all the time. So I'm an ASMR junkie at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I haven't tried that too much, but my daughter's tried it and mm-hmm. she likes it. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's very good for relaxation, very good for lessening stress.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
So yeah, something that I mean, not everyone can get into it because some people find it it gives you brain tingles. So like it's kind of that feeling that you are experiencing something that is relaxing you, but also like putting you into a different state of mind, I guess. It's kind of a weird, and some people might find that creepy. right? Like it may freak them out a little bit if they experience that. So you have to either understand how it works or and be okay with it. Or if you're not, then ASMR is probably not for you. Or you have different triggers. Everyone has different triggers. So yeah, it's like binaural beats have different wavelengths, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so listening to different wavelengths will put you into different states of mind. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's all sorts of ways to use this to relax you though. Like it's very meditative.
Yeah, we use binaural beats for concentration. Mm-hmm. There's healing ones, there's relaxation and meditation ones. Well, then how can people tap into your services? Do you offer, I know for my community specifically, I think people would be interested in your, do you offer intros and outros?
I do. Yeah. The voice only, usually. I do have someone that I can get them in touch with if they need the whole production. But generally, I provide the voice only. And yeah, my website is at voiceoversandvocals.com. So there is, under the demos section, there is a specific section for intros and outros for podcasts and all sorts of stuff on there that they can check out if they want to. And yeah.
I think we'll have more conversations in the future about this because this industry is growing and growing.
Really,
and I think
is.
You and I could just go down the rabbit hole on a lot of this stuff and
totally.
Chat all day.
Yeah.
So thanks so much for being here, Jody.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.